And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're live at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Come on down. It's a beautiful morning on Mission Bay here. A lot of action going on at the launch ramp. Guys are going out to go catch some tuna. And we have a lot of action right here in front of the Dana Landing market and great tackle store. We have Mr. Steve Pinard from Dana Landing, Mr. Johnny White from Dana Landing, and the one and only Ron Lane from Fastlane, who's our next door neighbor here. Come on down. It is our live remote San Diego County Ford Dealers Remote, where you're going to have a chance to win that trip to Kingfisher Charters on Alaska Airlines. Stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Summer has finally arrived, bringing warmer waters our way. And you know what that means. The offshore fishing this season could be one of the best ever. And speaking of best ever, have you seen the new 2015 Ford F-150? It's the most advanced F-150 ever, which is even more good news for fishermen. One of my favorite features is the available 360-degree camera. It lets you see everything around you, which really comes in handy when you're trying to launch on a crowded dock. It's also the first truck ever to be built with military-grade aluminum alloy. That means the new F-150 is up to 700 pounds lighter to accelerate faster and stop quicker. It also hauls more and tows more. And get this, it does it all more fuel efficiently. I highly recommend taking one out for a test drive. The new F-150 is the best thing to happen to fishermen in San Diego since the barbed hook. So stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
It's Yamaha's Super Sizzlin' Summer Sales Event. For limited time, eligible new 60 to 350 horsepower four-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible new 2.5 to 50 horsepower four-strokes include up to $3,000 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends August 31st, 2015. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer. Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish. Burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. We are here, man. This is it. This is the spot. Private boater fishing going on right now, and what a better place to be than Dana Landing here in Mission Bay. It is happening down here right now.
Wouldn't it be nice to just do the show every Saturday and Sunday right here, man? Just watching all the action. That would be fun.
I just like to watch the launch ramp.
The launch ramp follies. Always kind of fun here at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Come on down. Plenty of time to get on it here and have some fun. We've got Fastlane right next door with a big display. And Ron Lane, you're going to be doing some stuff, so tell people to come on down and what you're going to be doing this morning with your guys over there.
Well, today's going to be really fun. We've got demos on Outbacks right on the dock. We've got a whole bunch of the new Outbacks with the new Vantage seat. We've also got pro anglers, lots of pro anglers to try. And if you get in a boat, you get a raffle ticket. And then we've got the big sign with the big yellowtail. You can take your picture, send it to your buddy. It looks just like you're sitting right in the picture. And if you take a picture, you get a raffle ticket.
Okay, and I just Instagrammed an example on our Instagram, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, so you can check that out. Ron and I were sitting in the kayak there, and you can check out what that looks like. So that's just one of the things that's going on down here. And how do you get in the kayak? Do you just see one of the guys over there?
Oh, yeah, we got all the guys on the dock. You can just jump in a kayak.
Just say, come on down. And
yeah, and you know, the so many people have kind of waited to see, hey, I want to go try one of those things. Well, this is an easy way to go try it, and you might win something.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Now, John White and Steve Pinard, you guys have big sale going on inside, right?
You know, we're just busy down here, Pete.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can see there's lines, both sides, both registers, so it's...
Stuff going on.
Yeah,
stuff going on. And what's going on at the tackle shop, John, the guru of tackle at Dana Landing there?
Just busy.
Trying to hold on.
What's flying off the shelves?
Pretty much everything, but, you know, flat falls, if we had more, we'd be selling them.
You still have them?
Well, we just got in the newer 200 and 260 gram.
Nice.
And I guess those were working pretty well for some of the bigger bluefin.
Nice.
So
that's cool.
So those are flying off. I don't know how long those are going to hold out, though.
Probably another hour or so.
Yeah. So you have them in stock.
We have them in stock, yeah.
All right. And then what about if somebody's going out to go catch local tuna, local calicos, local yellowtail, and they don't really know what to equip? And you set them up, Johnny?
Yeah, we'll figure out something for them.
Yeah.
You know, look at where they want to go and kind of gauge the skill level and set them up with some gear that's going to help them hopefully be successful.
Yeah. Now, Steve, the cool thing about Dana Landing here is that you call it the one-stop shop because you have everything you need right here. When you want to go fishing, right?
Yeah, no, just like you said. I mean, we have a tackle shop that's from bay bass to long range. We outfit yachts. We have all that. We have, you know, for the private boater being right next to launch ramp, we have a deli. We have the fuel dock. We have boat rentals. We have four and six pack charters. You know, we have small boat supply, batteries, you know, drain plugs, a little bit of everything.
You forget your drain plug. You
exactly.
got it all.
All your licenses, you know, and just. You know, like any tackle store, we have a really knowledgeable staff. And just like Johnny said, the private boater is kind of our gig down here, just being close to the launch ramp. So many people come in. You know, I have this rod and reel. We'll hook them up with every trolling jig and, you know, kind of get them in the right direction. Same thing with inside the bay. You know, give them some good spots and some hints on what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but we don't ever prepare for a trip knowing that Dana Landing is here. I mean, from sandwiches to ice to soda to water. I mean, you just throw the gear in the boat and know that everything else you need is going to be down here. And quick, too. That's the thing. Dana, it doesn't matter if there's 200 people in the shop. It seems like you're in and out of here in 5 minutes if you need to.
It's amazing the number of people you can come in and out.
Yeah, if you're in a trailer boat instead of trying to pull into a 7-Eleven somewhere.
Exactly.
You know, or something. I mean, dude, just drive down here. Go park your boat in the laundry room. Get it ready. Get it. Well, one person's taking the straps off. The other guy goes in, gets his stuff, plops it down the dock, walks it down, you're off.
You just get ice, the deli, everything.
Yep.
Yeah,
everything.
So you just described us every week.
That's exactly what he does. Yep.
One guy deals with the boat. Yep. The other guy orders two Alexa sandwiches, a bag of ice, and a six pack, and then you're off and away.
Yep.
There it is. And the other thing too is you have those great 4 and 6 pack charters here too. The new Blackjack, that's just been a super popular 31-foot lures.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. 31 Express. You know, that other Blackjack, I was sorry to see it go. We just sold it last week, but it's a great fishing boat, but not the most comfortable boat. It's good for fishermen. If you have four guys that love to fish, especially young guys, it's awesome. You know, walk around 31, or was it 29-foot center console boat? The thing was one of a kind, more or less, for out here. But we had so many charter groups where there was either kids or, or not even that old. I mean, 50 years old, you don't want to be standing up all day long on a boat.
Sure.
So we upgraded to that, and it's worked out extremely well. It's been very, very popular.
Very popular.
You know, it's yacht
shape. Luxury
boat. Yeah, it is a luxury boat. Yeah.
Fast boat. You're on the spot. In a matter of time, half day, three-quarter day, full day.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty much that half to, you know, we do 12-hour trips. But, you know, down below, it's yacht quality. I mean, there's four bunks, and it's beautiful. It's great, you know.
Yeah, with nice addition to the fleet.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, and then, of course, the Impulse, standby.
That's our workhorse, just, like every charter boat around here, every single day. We have actually booked everything through most... three-quarters of September is gone, and we have one day where we have a day and a half, where because we've been booking 3-quarter days. The fishing's close enough that the day and a half will come back early in the morning, that then we run a 3-quarter day. So we have one spot available on that, like one day in August. Other than that, we're pretty.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah.
What about the Blackjack?
Blackjack has a few dates in September. You know, might have a few in August.
You know
what?
There
is a couple. You know what? I looked at it yesterday. The three Mondays, like the next three Mondays, are open.
Oh, really?
Which is weird.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good time to go.
Yeah.
Get a little lighter crowd. You'll be fishing with 500 of your friends today. You might be fishing with 100 of your friends.
I think he has a couple days. Yeah, he has the three Mondays, and there might be one other day. So
yeah.
I'm plenty busy, and they'll fill up. So.
Yeah. I'm with last year, too. I'm almost surprised that September is, the last 2 years in a row, our very best fishing months have been in September. I'm almost surprised to hear that there's any room still even in September, you're saying.
Yeah. You know, Johnny, what were you saying? Was it Mark Gillette?
Yeah, Mark Gillette was saying, he was talking about El Nino and how, people maybe had a little bit higher hopes than they thought there'd be more fish around now. And he said, well, the big El Nino in 1983, the first yellowfin was caught August 8th.
No kidding.
Yeah. So today would have been the day the first yellowfin was caught.
The first yellowfin.
And I don't know. I mean, I definitely remember that El Nino, but that was just a crazy year.
You got to know that it's just getting started.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
yep.
And so it's already been
just for a little
good
perspective on,
that's a really
on what's been going on this year. August 8th.
Did we catch albacore in that El Nino, though?
The year after.
Okay.
Year after. No albacore that year, but the year after we did.
Okay.
But you're right, though. I mean, we the last 2 years, things have started so early that all of a sudden we've got to the point where we're expecting it, and, it's slower this year and things like that. But you're right. I mean, we don't ever see you. At least all the years when I was, working at the shop back in the day, we never saw yellowfin earlier. You never saw them in June, ever,
flat out.
And then very rarely, maybe the last weekend in July, you might see one. But like you said, that was an August or September fish.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, come on down to Dana Landing. A lot going on here. We have the kayaks. You can go kayaking. Oh, Tommy P's pointing at all the donuts. Somebody's got to eat some donuts. Cowboy brought 5 dozen today for our listeners there. So come on up, step up, and have a donut with Tommy P. He's already had about 5 or 6, I think. I don't know. But we're also giving away a trip to Alaska. How about that, huh? This is the third of four opportunities for you to qualify to win a trip to Alaska. So, Ricky, tell them all about what's
going on. Really cool deal today. And like I said, this is just such a fun spot to come down and hang out with us. But as Pete mentioned, tons of great prizes today. Basically, everybody that attends today is going to get a ticket for all these great prizes that we're giving away. And you're going to fill out an entry form to be one of the 8 qualifiers to win that awesome trip to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. It includes 3 days and 4 nights of lodging, all your meals, all your transfers, and that fantastic Kingfisher Charters fish processing. And it includes a round-trip ticket on Alaska Airlines from San Diego to Sitka, where we're going to draw the qualifiers. We're going to draw the qualifier at the end of the show today, so you have to be present to win. So you can either just come up, see the cowboy, fill out your entry form, get a random opportunity, or you can participate in the casting contest. Ryan's already got the casting contest going in full swing right now, and basically if you're the big winner of the casting contest, you're going to also have an entry in there. So 2 entries into that big grand prize for the trip to Alaska.
And we have a little twist on the casting contest today.
Right.
The Dana Landing twist, we call it.
And I know that this happened last year, and I thought it's really cool. So basically there are several hula hoops set up outside in front of the casting area, and some of them are marked red, some of them are marked black. You can choose what you want to cast in. You can put all of your casts into the red hula hoop, you can put them all into the black hula hoop, or you could split them, 2, 3, whatever it might be. And then you draw a playing card. And if you get a red card, then every hoop that you hit in red will count for a point, and everyone that you threw in black will not count. So,
and it's an easy cast.
Yeah, very easy. So you could probably put every one in one color. You could split them up. You could play the odds. You could not. I think it's a really cool twist.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun today.
Shimano Kronark or the great spinning reel there. Lots of good stuff.
Yeah, we got a Stratic CI4.
Which is, oh, man, have you used that thing?
That's what I fish. That's my favorite spinning reel.
Awesome
they're relatively
reel.
Inexpensive for a very high-end, very
yeah.
smooth spinning reel. I love it. And really cool prizes for that casting contest, too, including one of those great AFTCO fiberglass gaffs, which is about the nicest gaff a guy could want on a private boat. Very, very nice gaffs. A Shimano rod and this great Rapala Williamson lure kit. Plus, obviously, the big deal is you're going to get your opportunity at winning one of those great 8 prizes, including Shimano rods and reels, a trip on the Blackjack, as we said, and that great grand prize with your trip up to Alaska.
Yeah. I want to thank Steve for donating that trip on the Blackjack. That's going to be a nice full day trip on the blackjack, go fishing.
Yeah, they'll enjoy it. They should have a great time.
It should be really fun. So let's go ahead. We got a lot of guys who want to step up to the mic here, and let's go ahead and draw one here. Mike from Carlsbad, Mike Mason. Where is Mike? Oh, he's casting. Mike's... Okay, let's go ahead and take the next one here, and we have Roy. Is Roy casting?
There's Roy
right there. Come on up, Roy. Thanks for joining us here at Dana Landing.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Great.
Good.
Yesterday I saw on Facebook, or maybe it was a couple of days ago, a new MC swim bait, a really small one that they had at East County Bait and Tackle. Is that here?
A lot of those specialty freshwater ones are going to be, you know, Corey's going to put those, you know, at East County.
Oh, okay.
Just at some point we'll probably have them down here, but he kind of divvies up where his baits go to. You know, not every shop has the same baits.
And they're high demand, so he just like, he's kind of Bait and Tackle specialty shop.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Those are the ones that come in the plastic containers?
I think so,
Just real small, like 3 inches or something like that,
mm-hmm.
right?
Wow. Cool.
Yep. Yeah, we have like a standard 3.5 inch that guys use for, you know, fishing in the bay here mostly that we sell a ton of.
Okay.
So if somebody wants to come fish in the bay, what are you recommending?
Usually like a... You know, we usually go with a Warbaits head, a quarter to 3/8 ounce, and any choice of 3-inch swim bait tail. Could be a Big Hammer or MC. Also, you know, some guys will use more of a double A, like grub tile, you know, a single tail grub, like the double A baits, and or some type of gulp trailer.
What about color? Does it matter?
It depends on the time of day. Like in the morning like this, when it's kind of cloudy, I like stuff with a little orange in it, maybe kind of a darker green or brown. And then as the sun comes out, stuff that's more bait fish looking with lighter greens and, you know, even clear stuff like that, whites.
Always heard about how big of a deal it is to use light line in the bay. Does that ring true for in Mission Bay here if you're fishing spotties?
I mean, with braid now, we don't, you know, it used to be like everyone's got to fish 6-pound test. I kind of like, you know, like 20 to 30-pound braid on a spinning reel with like some 10 to 15-pound fluorocarbon, like 2 feet. And that seems to do pretty well. What I found is if you get too light a line, your bait sinks too fast. It makes it a little bit more difficult to keep it suspended right above that weed line. So, you know, it depends a lot on what types of lures you're using and what situation, but, you know, that's our standard, you know, 20-pound braid to 10-pound fluoro is, like, a really good setup for in here.
Very good. Cool. Thanks, awesome. Roy, for coming down to Dana Landing. Appreciate it. Come on down to Dana Landing. Cowboys ready to start giving away a lot of stuff. We have a whole bunch of AFCO clothing over there to give away. We have Rapala and Williamson lures. We have Shimano lures. We have, gosh, a whole bunch of stuff. He's got... free donuts. You see him to sign up for that trip to Alaska and all the other great prizes. Lots of great stuff to give away this morning. He's got AFCO belts and he's got the AFCO gloves and just a ton of stuff to give away just for coming down. Just step up there and he's going to do the raffle here. And then don't forget the callers, right, Rick?
I was just going to say, and we certainly haven't forgot about you. If you're on the phone or on the road, rather, driving down here, want to give us a call on the phone this morning, we would certainly love to hear from you. Very cool opportunity if you want to call and talk to the experts here at Dana Landing. Steve and Johnny to tell you all about what's going on local fishing right now. And if you want to get through on the phones, there's two ways that you can reach us. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only going to get a chance to talk to the boys from Dana Landing, you're also going to get your shot at winning another great prize. Every person that calls today is going to be eligible to win a full AFCO Performance clothing package. It includes a pair of the AFCO Performance shorts, an AFCO Performance shirt, and an AFCO face mask. And a really cool prize pack. We want to thank our good friends up at AFCO for setting up one of our lucky callers with that cool clothing package. And not only are we taking care of our callers this morning, but, boy, we have got an awesome prize. If you do choose to step up to the microphone, ask
like
a question.
Like Roy just did.
You got it. See the cowboy. Let him know that you want to ask a question. You're going to get a very cool prize, and that's a brand-new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. And this time we did Steve Pinard's favorite pick. We said, well, see, what's your favorite
pair of
glasses?
What's your favorite pick there?
the World Cup marlin. You guys are doing it with the standard gray. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. We can change it if you want.
No.
Yeah. Standard gray. Yeah. Okay. You are in both, right? You are the standard gray lens as well as the bronze.
Yeah, I like the HCL bronze. It's the gray is a little too dark for me.
Okay.
Here in San Diego, but it's obviously completely up to that person.
Yeah.
So I do a Mai Maui and usually get the marlin.
Okay, well, at the end of the show, we'll give them a choice, HCL bronze or the gray.
There you go.
How about that? Steve Pinard favorite.
All right. And again, so if you want to get your shot at a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, all you have to do, see the cowboy, let him know that you'd like to ask a question on the air. We'll get you in here and get you in the running for those brand new pair of Maui Jims. Tons of great stuff. Again, Maui Jims for the callers. AFCO performance package for anybody that makes a call today is going to be eligible to win that great prize. All of the great prizes in the casting contest, trip to Alaska, trips on the blackjack. It's going to be an awesome show and tons of great information. If you want to get through, again, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Have you checked out the giant Fastlane kayaks in Mission Bay yet? It's hard to miss right in the middle of Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. This massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks and all the accessories. They also have a great selection of Hobie clothing, stand-up paddle boards, paddles, and more. Check out the new model Hobie kayaks arriving daily and see the great deals on previous year's models. Even test a kayak or stand-up paddle board right out their back door on Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks, no one does it better than the crew at Fastlane Kayaks at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Check FastlaneSailing.com.
I'm very excited to share my experience with the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit I just installed on my boat. I've been a Simrad Electronics fan for many years and always enjoyed the ease of use and incredible technology. Last year, I installed the new 4G broadband radar and could not believe the difference. So this year, I upgraded to the new NSS Evo 2, and it's amazing. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. The core of any marine electronic for me is how it marks fish, and the new NSS Evo 2 with built-in sonar hub sounder technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. Now, the true test is whether I need to pick up the manual to figure it out. And guess what? The new Simrad gear is so easy, I didn't need it. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system I'd like to tell you, but best to just go to your local Simrad dealer and check it out. Or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090, again live here at Dana Landing in Mission Beach, one of my absolute favorite places in the whole world.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Because when you're here, it means you're going fishing.
Yeah, that's right. You're right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. It's like the who's who's of fishing come down here to Dana Landing and Fastlane Kayaks. And speaking of Fastlane, we were talking about Afrin and Warbaits earlier, and he graces the front cover of the new Hobie catalog, right?
And Afrin's having a great year. I mean, he's the cover shot on a popular magazine, and then all of a sudden he's the cover shot on the new Hobie brochure, which goes all over the world.
Yeah, that's cool. And better
guy.
Samurai's in there, man.
Yeah,
and,
Kevin Nakata.
You were just up at the got home at early this morning from the big trade show in Salt Lake City, right?
Yeah, the OR show, the Outdoor Retailer Show, and I had to get up there and make sure I knew what was coming up with Hobie. And Hobie, again this year, comes out with a whole bunch of new stuff and fine-tuning these. I got to tell you, these kayaks are so far above anything else that I saw.
Are there other kayaks in the market? I didn't even know.
I'm wondering when there's going to be another kayak.
They are superior. And if you want to try one, you're given that demo day today, and you can win prizes just for getting in the kayak.
Oh, yeah.
You can try the new seat, right?
Try the new seat, and you don't even have to get in the water. You can just get by the big tuna sign, the big yellowtail sign, take your picture, and you get a raffle ticket. You get in a boat, and all the boats have rods in them with war baits tied onto the rods.
Okay.
So if you catch a fish, you get an extra ticket. So, and you know, one time we had a tournament out here, and the winner would have been caught right off this dock.
Wow!
Okay. And as the gun goes off, everybody scurries all over the bay, and
the fishing's really good right here. So you can go out and test it right here.
Test the pole anglers
as we're sitting here on the air.
Stand up in it. Yep.
Very good. All right. Well, fun time down here at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Come on down and join us. We're giving away, of course, the opportunity to win that trip to Kingfisher Charters on Alaska Airlines. This is your third of four chances here. The last one's going to be Labor Day weekend, Labor Day Saturday, at El Cajon Ford. Our good buddies out at El Cajon Ford. And we want to thank the San Diego County Ford dealers for sponsoring this event today.
And like Pete was saying, the beauty of that is just come down. Literally all you need to do, come down, check out this awesome spot, hang out, see all the stuff going on, all the things with the kayaks and boats going and everything. And just for showing up, you get your opportunity to win all those great prizes.
Win all the great prizes, yeah. Ed from Mira Mesa is here. Good morning, Ed. There he is. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Ed. Good morning, guys. I was reading in Western Outdoor News that Lynx at the ICAST it was a no-knot connection. Pete, did you hear anything about that?
I did not see that. Johnny, Steve?
I haven't either.
Uh-huh. Yeah. A no-knot connection.
I looked at that. There's a company called American Fishing Wire, and they just brought this product out. I don't know if it'll apply to our style of fishing here. It's more of a setup for freshwater fishing. But it was kind of it's like a piece of plastic that you put put your Spectra in one side and your mono in the other side, and then it had a special clamp tool that would crimp it on there. But it's only for lighter line so far. Maybe in the future they would have a way to move it up to higher line classes and stuff. But I kind of looked at it. It seemed interesting, but it's not really ready for what we're doing down here.
I don't see that flying on a long-range boat.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, it sounds like the idea-ish of something like a Sato crimp, but a Sato crimp, Johnny, is that's using hollow Spectra and you're getting your hold from the friction?
This wasn't really like that. It was like a specially machined piece that held the line. And you used it to make your knot on they had one piece that was like a swivel built in. The hooks had to have it built onto it. Let's put it that way. So the line would go into it, and then it would crimp down, or a swivel had it built onto it.
So not something applicable for what we're doing here.
Well, not yet. It depends on how it catches on, like the that company bought the technology, and we'll just see where it goes.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks for coming down to Dana Landing. Appreciate that.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump into the phones. The phones are definitely getting packed up, but there is an opportunity. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090. That's the local number. Or, again, toll-free, 877-792-1090. Let's start it off with Robert, who's calling us from Downey this morning. Good morning, Robert. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. Robert.
Yeah, hi. Couple quick questions. Rick, I'm looking to get a spinning rail for my 15-day cow trip on the Indy, and I was wondering, what do you suggest?
Johnny, what do you think if a guy was wanting to catch a big spinning, a big fish on a spinning rail? What's a guy's best shot?
I mean, usually you would say, you know, Stella, I think, is going to be your best bet. Now, Shimano's just come out with a new line of spinning reels called the Twin Power, which it kind of bridges the gap between the Stella and the Saragossa, and it's about in between, so it's more in like the $500 to $800 range. And we've just got one model in so far, but I think that might be a good try also, because a Stella for cows, you're looking at, you know, $1,200, $1,300.
And 18,000 size, 20,000 size, 30 size. What do you think if a guy was specifically trying to catch a big one on his trip? What size would you?
I mean,
think?
Probably like a 20,000 or 25,000.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. But you know that there are guys that are targeting cows on spinning reels. We don't think it's necessarily the right thing, right, Stephen?
Well, you know, I not for me, not for the big
yeah.
ones, but I will tell you that Stella. You know, I am so impressed with that. You know, we did that. Popper fishing, you know, it's not that, you know, that big stuff, but that popper fishing, like down at Christmas Island, that reel is so smooth. It's so superior. It's, you know, I always thought, you know, that's way too much money for a spinning reel. I'll never buy one of those, but, man, it's a completely different ballgame.
Yeah,
it really is.
It really is.
Wait till we go to Panama in April. Yep. Boy, oh, boy. Then we're really going to put those Stellas to the test.
Because I've been doing the popper thing for the bigger fish for a little while, and I've had some bigger reels, and they work, and then I moved up to a Stella, and it's... You got to try one. I mean,
yeah.
But again, it's an expensive
it's
reel.
A very expensive.
Not a lot of your friends.
But the Twin Power
it.
By that's a heck of a reel with a
yeah,
big drag
nice.
System.
We've only got
drag.
The 5,000 size so
but
far.
But you need
stock,
something at least 18-20,000 size.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're planning, you know, it has applications. If you want to throw topwater baits for big tuna, you're going to do better casting it on a Stella than you are on, you know, trying to cast it out there on a Tranks or something. You just doesn't have the same guts or the same drags or, you know, so.
Sure.
It gives you a chance, definitely.
And you need line capacity.
Yeah,
that's the thing. You're talking big, you know, if you're talking from a long-range boat, it's a whole lot different to try and catch that size fish from, you know, from the deck of a long-range boat than it is in Panama when you're in a boat that can, you know, chase the boat and move the boat around and use boat positioning to help lift the fish when it's, you know, it's circling and coming up. I mean, trying to do that from the deck of a long-range boat is it's doable, but it is an extremely difficult thing.
Yeah.
And it's just at the end game, you know, catching a big fish in a small boat, when that fish is circling, the boat is used to help lift the fish. And don't get me wrong, it is a major feat to catch a big tuna in any boat. But in a small boat, you know, Panama-type thing, they can help boat position makes a world of difference. And when you're on the deck of a long-range boat, there's no rail when you're using a spinning rod to help lift the fish at the end game. So it's a difficult thing, but if there was a reel that was up to the task, it's the Stella.
And plus, you got to, you know, there's going to be certain conditions where there's fish boiling around the boat where you might actually have a better chance of hooking one on a popper or topwater bait.
Absolutely.
And the guy's sitting there soaking baits and... You know, sometimes just getting bit is the key, and that's the fun part with the popper anyways.
I know that Robert was definitely talking about catching cows, but, I mean, last year was that way with our local yellowfin. I mean, there was long stretches of time, especially sport boat fishing, where the popper was what they wanted to eat. You know, I mean, there's not a more fun way to catch them, but in addition to that, that's just they bit that better. I mean, I remember plenty of times where the crew were coming up trying to get a hold of any popper they could put their hands on
because a
sardine would get bit okay and a popper would get bit every cast.
And especially when you get on when the yellowfin get on the dolphin too. They really like to eat the popper on the dolphin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's a lot of times that's a way to stop them there. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Dave Myers is here at Dana Landing on Mission Bay. And that's a cool thing about your shop, Steve, is you're literally on the bay.
It's no closer.
Right here. And it, you know, for an inland shop to compete, it would be difficult because you guys are on the game with what's going on every day here at Dana Landing.
Location, location, location.
Yeah. Same with the kayaks, right? Who else can launch a kayak and say, hey, try it out. Try this paddleboard out. You never been on a paddleboard? Jump on this up and try it out, right?
Got to tell you, when somebody's, you know, thinking about going fishing, they want to buy it now.
Yeah.
You get in that fish mode.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I got a fishing kayak for you. We'll try it on Saturday. No, yeah. I want it now.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
I know
absolutely.
You guys have been inviting everybody down this morning. Is anything better just to watch people launch their boat?
It's
here?
Fun. Yeah. Yeah. And that's what's cool. You have a lot more seating now for your deli. People, this is a kind of lunch, breakfast and lunch hangout, right?
And you have plenty of entertainment.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Camp.
Full entertainment. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, guys.
Thanks for coming down.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
The question is, besides that wahoo that was caught in the Top Gun, I think last week, have you guys heard of any other reports more in one-day range?
I mean, it was along the same lines that one. I know the Royal Star had a fish on a kelp, and the Independence had one, and they were within 20 miles of where that Top Gun fish was. I think the Royal Star had one or two, and I think the Independence had several. Same exact thing, though, on kelps. Roughly in that same area. I think they were another 15 or 20 miles below them. But
well, let's find out from the horse's mouth right now. Marcus Medak on the New Loan is calling us live from the New Loan. Good morning, Marcus.
Hey, good morning. Well, we're not catching any wahoo this morning. We're not. Hopefully a little bit later in the year. I haven't heard of any wahoo in one-day range. But we have heard of some darn good bluefin tuna fishing in one-day range, though.
That's for darn sure.
We've had real good fishing here this week. We those cows kind of quit biting for us a little bit, but actually it's been better. We've had good school bluefin fishing here, and it's been nice-sized fish. In fact, we're catching some right now. We've had 2.5-day trips. We were up here this week, and we're catching most of the fish we were catching the last couple trips were like 30 to 45 pound average with a healthy sprinkling of 50 to 75 pounders thrown in for extra excitement. One trip we had full limits on them. Another one we had, didn't have quite that many. We had, I think, 55 or 56 fish and a bluefin up to 75 pounds and a few nice yellowfin mixed in. And we're up here trying our hand at that again. And so far we've had a good morning. Steady plunker bite here. I think we've got 30 of them on the boat. I just don't want to hit the deck, so maybe we got 31 now. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, wow, that's cool.
No big ones here yet for us today. It seems like the grade's a little bit smaller here so far, but I know the last couple trips we were getting more of our big ones at the latter parts of our drift. Kind of we drifted into a little bit cooler water. It seemed like we got less bites, but we got some nicer size ones. So we got our fingers crossed. We're hoping that pattern's going to stick with us here today.
Wow. So, Marcus, if somebody's coming out on the New Loan or any of the trips out of Point Loma Sport Fishing or Fisherman's Landing, what kind of tackle do they need? I mean, with 75-pounders running around, do you want to go in the water with 25 or 30-pounders or 30-pound test?
I've been recommending to stick with 40-pound as much as possible around here. You know, it depends how well they're biting. We're backing down to 30-pound gear right now. I don't see any of the big ones here right now. But, you know, this year it's been crazy. You have to, pretty much you really have to bring a full quiver of rods and reels on even a one-day trip right now because, you know, you never know what you're going to run into. It could be 5-pound yellowfin tuna. It could be 200-pound bluefin tuna. So, really, you just never know. I definitely, you want to bring as much as what you've got. You know, 85% of what we've seen here the last couple weeks, you can handle it with 40 pounds. If we run into a school of those cows, you're going to need an 80-pound rig. So it just depends. If I were going fishing, I'd bring rigs anywhere from 25 to 80 pound right now. It's just, there's just too many unknowns. But if I only had two outfits to bring, I'd bring a 30-pound rig and a 40-pound rig. And you can, like I said, you'll be good 80% of the time right now with that.
Roger. Wow, what a big problem that is, huh? It's an okay problem.
The one-day captain saying you get them back all the way down to 30 pounds.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Marcus, if somebody wants to come on the New Loan, any spots?
We have spots on a couple of overnight trips here this month. I think on the fishing on the 16th and on the 27th, we've got some spaces on overnight trips. And we're in easy one-day range here. no problem to get to what we're doing here on an overnight trip. So hopefully we can keep doing this. But, yeah, if they're interested, there's spots on those. And then got lots of spots next month. And, you know, I'm hopeful that this fish is going to stick around. Looks, you know, so far it looks good.
But yeah, yeah, indeed, and certainly got the potential to even get better. Is that possible? I don't know, you know. Hey, if somebody wants to come aboard and do Loanne, Point Loma Sport Fishing, right?
Absolutely, yeah. You can just give them a call at 619-223-1627 or just check out the website there. They do all the open party booking for me. So.
All right. Very good, Marcus. Appreciate the call this morning, and keep getting them. Thanks for the update. You've been really great with updating our audience on what's going on out there, and we really appreciate you taking the time to call.
All right, sounds good. I got to put a little plug in here for the tackle shop for Rick there. Those freaking Shimano flat fall jigs, I'm not a gadget guy, but I'm sold. Those things are they're deadly, especially at night. We stopped on a nice school here in the dark, 4 in the morning. I walked down there. I grabbed the first rod with the flat fall, cast it over, hooked one right away. 4 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so crazy.
Unbelievable. All right, get them if you can.
Yeah, right.
And they have them here at Dana Landing, too. So come on down.
Hey. Right, they work. I think, you know, I don't know if they bite them better when they're sinking, but I know that they're a hell of a lot easier to hook fish on them. I think that's one of the biggest things. It's massive, the difference in the amount, the hookup ratio on the sink on those things compared to our regular traditional hard metal jigs. I'm sold.
All right.
Awesome,
very
Marcus.
Good. Marcus Medak, New Loanne, thanks for the report. Keep getting them. Appreciate that very much.
Well, from the offshore up here, we're going to find out what's biting down in the Baja because we got the cast man standing by, Richard Castaneda from Cast Stores. Today, Catch Sport sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. They have taken the San Diego processing business to new levels with superior service, superior product, and innovations like pre-booking your processing orders and that great new tuna burger. You can friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check out fishermansprocessing.com. And let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky. Buenos dias, Pedro. Sitting here on the East Cape off La Ribera right now. Myself and Mike Chavira and Joe Barcimo, part of the tournament committee, are out doing a little fishing before we got to get back into Waitrose for our first day of tournament. Anyway,
got
24 boats on the water today in the tournament, and they'll be arriving between 2 and 4, and hopefully we have some big fish. Mike and I and Joe headed down to San Jose del Cabo on Monday, and we fished Tuesday, Wednesday down there. Picked up some nice grade tuna up to 50, 60 pounds at the Iman Bank there. First day we were taking them on dead sardina, and the second day we decided to try them on the flat balls. And Mike, what's the name of the other lure you brought? And the Colt Sniper. And that Colt
Sniper
was working pretty well. Anyway, we got more. I think we got every tuna we got was on one of the lures, and I think we got one on some cut squid. But we had some nice, great tuna, 50, 60 pounds. Got some Fargo off the bottom, too, some really nice Wachinangos. And anyway, kind of surprising yesterday with the guys coming in, the boats, guys that fished yesterday out of Palma de Cortez, they brought in it's about 8, 10 Wahoo. Nothing really big, but they were, you know, let's say 15 to 30. So that really got me kind of excited. So normally this is a tuna and Dorado tournament, but since the Dorado here have been real peanuts, and so I decided that we would include the Wahoo in the Dorado category. So that should be pretty exciting to see what happens this afternoon, the first day of fishing. But the Blue Marlin around Cabo in the East Cape area is so-so. It was pretty good the week before. I know they did scratch a few in the Bisbee tournament. I don't know if they got a qualifier. I heard they weighed one that was below. Sailfish, also Sprite Marlin. But otherwise, we're looking for a good tournament, and we got great weather down here. It's hot, but we're on flat glass water right now, and I'm hoping a little bit of breeze comes up to cool us off. But otherwise, that's a report for this week. And I'll give you guys a full and complete report of the tournament next Saturday, along with the other Baja fish reports. And anybody wants to book a trip into Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America,
South America and our beautiful Christmas Island, give us a call at Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 on the web, www.casstours.com, and talk to you guys next week.
Have fun down there, Cass. Appreciate the call. Say hi to Mike and Joe, and enjoy the tournament at Palmas de Cortez. Appreciate that call this morning. Hey, I want to mention, you know, Ron and I went fishing on my boat on Thursday. We got some nice tuna. Took them to Fisherman's Processing and had this incredible fish processing done. And Raymond complimented us on how well we take care of the fish. Of course, we bleed them and ice them right away. But one thing he wanted me to mention to our listeners that are private boaters is they're not taking enough ice. He says the fish they're getting is warm inside, and that is just going to ruin the fish. You have this wonderful tuna. We ate it last night. Oh, my gosh, it was so good. It was just incredible. But he says if you care for that fish, it's going to be so much better, and the key this time of the year is ice. Lots of ice. Double up on your ice because it's warm, and put it in a good bag. Like, you sell those bags, right? Right, Stephen?
The reliable bags?
Yeah.
They've sold so many.
Yeah. And that's an absolute must. If you don't have a good fish hold in your boat, you got to have an insulated bag to hold your fish. And if you leave them overnight on ice, it makes the product that much better when you take it to Fisherman's Processing. There's no question about it. Don't forget the new fillet regulations and such. But, again, Raymond, who is the master filleter at Fisherman's Processing, said ice, ice, ice. Tell your guys to ice, to double up on whatever they're doing on ice there, and it'll make the fish that much better. Sean also wanted me to make a mention, too, that you must, if you're going to drop your fish off at their dock, which a lot of our listeners have been doing, you must call first to make arrangements, because they share the dock with another company, and when their company's doing testing, you're not allowed to go to the dock. So you need to call first and make an arrangement before you pull up to the dock, otherwise it could cause some problems. So please call if you're going to drop off at the dock, which is a great service, and I love doing that. You got to make sure that you pull up to the dock. Call up Rosie or Sean and just say, hey, I'm coming to the dock. Is my timing okay? And if not, they'll make arrangements to get your fish some other way. Hey, let's go up to the Alagnac River and go to Katmai Lodge in beautiful Alaska. Good morning. We have Jeff Topp calling. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Pete. How are you doing, buddy?
Hey, doing great. How's that fishing at Katmai Lodge?
The fishing's been good. You know, I say that every week, and it keeps getting better. You know, we finished our king season now, and we're on to the – we got a whole nother fresh run of chums in the river, and we got silver salmon showing up. Our trout fishing's doing very, very well. You know, we're seeing lots of bears, you know, around the river, walking the banks, and, you know, eagles and all that too. So it's actually been a pretty good week.
Wow, what a fantastic experience at Katmai. I can tell you we're really looking forward to our group, which is sold out next July. But there are spots still available coming up here at the end of August of this year and then, of course, next year too, right?
Oh, absolutely. We always have room here. That's the nice part about our facility. You know, we can always accommodate new guests or guests that call a week ahead of time. Even, you know, it doesn't happen very often, but when it does, we can definitely handle it.
You can hook them up. All right. Well, if somebody wants to come to Katmai and experience one of the most wonderful places in Alaska that I've ever seen for freshwater fishing on the incredible Alagnac River up in Bristol Bay, Alaska, how do we get a hold of you?
Well, you can go to katmai.com. You can like us on our Facebook page or call the 1-800-KATMAI-LODGE phone number. I think it's 1-800-330-0326.
That's it.
And,
you got it,
you know,
right.
And one more thing, we had, you know, we had a great family up here, you know, a great family atmosphere. We had grandpa, sons, grandsons running around, granddaughters. It was quite a week for the families.
Oh, that's great. Great place to bring the kids and the families. All right. Appreciate that, Jeff Topp. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, buddy. Keep in touch, and great talking to you, Pete. Thank you.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls and more, a lot more great stand-up to the micro questions, catch reports, all kinds of great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup live at Dana Landing on the Mighty 1090.
The fishing season started early, so now is the time to visit the best saltwater tackle store anywhere. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. With more inventory than ever before, we know the demand is going to be huge this season. So why wait? Visit us now and get your pick of the best equipment. Hey, there are already tuna, yellowtail, and marlin in local waters, so gear up now for what could be our best season ever. Take advantage of our expert staff that knows how to outfit you the right way. Come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin to overnight trips or a long-range adventure, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Piffer. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090, live here at Dana Landing, having a great time, and the lawn tramp is cruising, and the prizes are given away, and the sandwiches are being made. Man, things are happening down here at the market.
Indeed. Mike from Carlsbad is here. Mike, thanks for joining us. Okay, we're going to go. I mean, man, we're having trouble getting to Mike here. Let's see. Harry, right here. Hey, Harry is right here, right in front. You must have known right here.
Ron, first of all, I want to thank you for selling me my third Outback with the new seat.
Oh,
I spent a lot of time in that. I wanted to ask you, you do the fishing mission. When you guys go out, do you ever go out specifically looking for a halibut in the bay here? And if you do, what arrangement are you using? Are you using live bait or plastics?
No, Fishing Mission is for the guy who has never fished a kayak or maybe isn't even that good a fisherman, and we target the easy stuff, you know. And, I mean, we're learning a lot of stuff right at once, you know. I'd say here we're getting used to a kayak and fishing out of a kayak, so it's been – pretty much Fishing Mission's been aimed at spotted bay bass, and it's amazing how many halibut you get fishing the same way, you know, bouncing those little plastics off the eelgrass, yeah, bottom contact, slow as pro.
Slow is pro.
Who's got the who holds the title? What's the coolest fish caught in a fishing mission so far?
I do.
Okay.
I caught a lobster.
There you go.
A lobster.
On a swim bait.
On a swim bait.
And he nice. Kept it.
Now, that's pretty
now,
wild.
Now, what was really a beautiful thing was Jared, you know, the salty crew boy, had the record.
Okay.
20-something fish while he's helping clients. And then his brother Hayden beat him. And
oh,
that was
nice.
Like double sweet.
Nice. Family rivalry going on?
Oh, well, you know.
In a good way.
It's on.
Oh, yeah. Beat. Gotta
That's
do
cool.
it. Hey, Harry, thanks for coming down. Yeah, fishing mission is really fun. And when are you going to start those up again?
We're going to start late August. Again.
Late August.
Yeah,
okay.
And then we have a special one coming where they're going to film, and it's going to be a TV show. So that'll
oh,
be
okay.
really fun.
Cool.
Yeah, Ruth Triglia told me that from Hobie Cat yesterday.
Very good.
It'll be it's on the Hobie Sports Channel.
All right.
Anyway, hey,
they have their own channel now?
Yeah, they do. Back to Harry. You know, this guy went with us to the on the Islander out to San Clemente.
Right.
First guy in, last guy out.
That's right.
You just get, and so when he says a comfortable seat is important, you know, when you're doing 11 hours in a kayak, a comfortable seat is important.
Yes, it is. No doubt about it. All right. Thanks for coming down. Appreciate that. Sarah Lee, come on down, Sarah Lee. Did you bring the pastries? Did you bring the cupcakes or anything? No. Oh, you're not that Sarah Lee.
Look at
Pete
cracking the jokes.
Only which, it's absolutely beautiful here. People should come down.
Yeah.
It's a real fishing area as opposed to having a lot of sailboats.
Yeah.
It's really nice
yeah.
to look
It's a
at.
Fishing zone. No
That's
sailboats
right.
allowed.
That's
no sailboats. Is there a difference between weekday and weekend with the bait that they're using?
Guys?
Well, I think it's just up to availability. I mean, definitely on the weekdays when it's slower, mainly the beginning of the week, but by Friday it gets busy. But they might have a better selection. But I think this time of year, the bait haulers are just catching whatever bait they can, and it's rolling out of those receivers as fast as they put it in.
Boy, the Everingham brothers have been doing a phenomenal job, but the demands have just been so big. And I might add, too, that our trip on Thursday, the bait was big. And don't overload your tanks is one hint I'll give you. It's just the more you put in your tank, the faster it's going to die when it's that one-day bait. Right, Johnny?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just keep it light and then take some chunk with you for chunk.
That's correct.
They seem to be biting the chunk good this year.
Oh, really good. Really responding to it,
I mean,
right?
More than just a thing so that you have something else to throw. I mean, they're getting on it and keeping fish around the boat with it and then hooking fish with it. I mean, it's more than just something to have. It's some of the guys should probably put some work
in. Yeah, one of the guys in the shop here, when was it, last week, he had 17 tuna, 15 of them on chunk.
No kidding.
Oh,
God. There you go.
Very good. Thanks for coming down to Dana Landing, sir.
So,
we appreciate that.
Johnny, if a guy, you know, is hearing that and thinking, oh, I haven't done that before, I need to fish. How does one do that? You know, I mean, you don't, obviously, I mean, do you get a jig strike or is it on a kelp? And when do you start putting chunk and all that kind of stuff?
A lot of it's on the kelps, or they're finding areas where, you know, if there's turns working and sheer water's in the water and you can see fish around, they're just drifting. And getting a chunk line. You don't need to throw a lot of chunks in the water, but, you know, you have a few in there. And the trick is just you set your rod in the rod holder and put the clicker on and hook a chunk on there and just start feeding the line out by hand. And when that chunk takes off swimming, you just reach over and click the reel into gear and you got your tuna on.
And why do you do it in the rod holder when you say feed it by hand?
Well, because it'll tend to, you know, if you're trying to flip line out of your rod or feed it that way, it's not a very natural presentation.
So it's important that your chunk
is sinking,
sinks the same rate as the ones
yeah,
you put
similar
in the water.
To the ones that are in the water.
And you if you're just going to let it pull line off the reel, there's going to be some drag
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, there's going to be drag. It's going to look different.
Okay.
So, yeah, just set it in the rod holder and just pull the line from the end of the rod tip and feed it out that
oh,
way.
Oh, very
Circle
good.
Hook, J-hook, does it make a bit of difference?
I don't think so. I mean, a J-hook I think would be good for this. I mean, obviously if you're fishing like giant fish on a little bit lighter line, then a circle hook would definitely help you. But I think the J-hook's been working fine.
Very good.
Very
right.
cool.
Yep.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup. Great information just like that. Hey, you stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup live at Dana Landing right here on the Mighty 1090.
Pete here to tell you about one of my favorite long-range boats, perfect for day and a half to seven-day trips. That's Searcher Sport Fishing. The Searcher offers a top-of-the-line long-range experience at the best value available. The 95-foot Searcher features huge bait capacity, RSW fish holds, and plenty of room at the rail. Chef Charles puts out a spread you will be impressed with, and staterooms are air-conditioned and super comfortable. The crew, top of the line. Check SearcherSportFishing.com for more details and book online today. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Have fun in the sun catching fish and take home $1,000 cash. How does that sound? This is Pete Gray, and I want to personally invite you to join me and a great group of people this October at one of the best fishing resorts in the world, Hotel Palmas de Cortez in Baja's amazing East Cape. This is our 21st year, and to celebrate, we have raised the bar. Thanks to the generosity of George Weir Asphalt in Escondido, we will award one lucky angler $1,000 cash for catching the largest tuna, dorado, or wahoo in our two-day tournament. Now, don't be intimidated by the word tournament. Our Palmas de Cortez event is all about having fun, catching fish, and winning some great prizes, including $1,000 cash and a bunch more, including the first-place team wins a trip to Palmas de Cortez, along with having all their fish processed for free by the East Cape Smokehouse. Get this! Tournament entry is free for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, so make your reservations now for October 8th through 12th by calling Van Warmer Resorts at 877-777-TUNA or check the trips page at hookup1090.com for more details.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HD is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing. With a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel, it has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Summer has finally arrived, bringing warmer waters our way. And you know what that means? The offshore fishing this season could be one of the best ever. And speaking of best ever, have you seen the new 2015 Ford F-150? It's the most advanced F-150 ever, which is even more good news for fishermen. One of my favorite features is the available 360-degree camera. It lets you see everything around you, which really comes in handy when you're trying to launch on a crowded dock. It's also the first truck ever to be built with military-grade aluminum alloy. That means the new F-150 is up to 700 pounds lighter to accelerate faster and stop quicker. It also hauls more and tows more. And get this, it does it all more fuel efficiently. I highly recommend taking one out for a test drive. The new F-150 is the best thing to happen to fishermen in San Diego since the barbed hook. So stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, 6-foot functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high-cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone-printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at Better Shops Everywhere.